The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. On a certain Sabbath, Jesus went into the synagogue and taught. And there was a man there who had a hand that was withered, or whose right hand was withered. The scribes and the Pharisees watched him closely to see if he would cure on the Sabbath, so that they might discover a reason to accuse him. But he realized their intentions and said to the man with the withered hand, "Come up and stand before us." And he rose and stood there. Then Jesus said to him, "I ask you, is it lawful to do good on the Sabbath rather than to do evil? To save life rather than to destroy it?" Looking around at them all, he then said to him, "Stretch out your hand." He did so, and his hand was restored. But they became enraged and discussed together what they might do to Jesus. The Gospel of the Lord. God, and so once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. The story of the man with the withered hand has a lot more to it than you might realize. There's a lot of history behind this. So let me try to real briefly once again tell you some of the history. Hope you find it interesting, okay? So the worst thing that ever happened in the history of Israel was the loss of the promised land when the people were captives in Babylon. And when they were captives in Babylon, they wrote a psalm, Psalm 137, that says, "By the waters of Babylon there we sat and wept, we hung up our harps. If I forget you," the psalm writer says, "if I forget you, Jerusalem, let my right hand wither." Worst thing that ever happened. Second worst thing that ever happened in the history of Israel was that the kingdom was divided, the northern kingdom from the southern kingdom. The northern kingdom of Israel, the southern kingdom of Judah, and the great city of Jerusalem and its temple were in the south. So the very first king of the north, upon the dividing of the kingdom, says to the people of the south, says to the people of the north, "I want you to forget about the south. I want you to forget about the temple. I want you to forget about Jerusalem." As soon as he said that, his right hand withered. He had to turn and ask for a prophet of God to come and pray over him, and his hand was restored. So here's Jesus. He's in the temple in Jerusalem, and a man comes to him with a withered hand. Which hand was withered? His right hand was withered. And Jesus restores it to health. And it's the Pharisees who know all of this history. And the reason they get so upset is because he's saying that they're the ones who have forgotten Jerusalem. That's why they were so upset. The Pharisees, in their zeal to preserve the law of Moses, had turned all of their observation into mere rule-keeping. They'd forgotten God. In a sense, given up on God. And the thing you want to ask yourself sometimes is, does that describe you too? Do you ever give up on God? That is to say, you begin to think that God is not really going to make any real difference in your life, and you go about your duties like rote practices, and you've lost any real hope that God's going to be there for you and make a real living difference in your life. And if that's the case, you want to listen to the message of this gospel. That Jesus brings healing to what's been withered, but you do have to cooperate just a little bit, like this man who stretched out his hand. What does it mean to cooperate with the Lord just a little bit? Well, you ever sat down, for example, and said grace before meals and actually thought about what you were saying rather than just racing through it? Or done that for any prayer? Think about an Our Father and actually mean the words one by one as you say them, not just going through something rote. You ever thought about deliberately changing your ordinary routine and giving a little bit of extra care, extra time, extra attention to someone who you're used to doing things for just in a rote manner of habit and a lack of heart? That's what it means to cooperate with the Lord. That's what it means to stretch out your hand. That's all the Lord means to begin to heal you. Our first reading comes from the letter of St. Paul to the Colossians, and he says, I make up in my flesh what's lacking in the sufferings of Christ. What a strange statement. I hope you know that nothing's lacking in the sufferings of Christ. If the sin of the world were a million times greater than it is right now, everything Jesus did on the cross would still be enough by a billion to forgive all the sins of the world. There's nothing lacking in the sufferings of Christ except for one thing, your cooperation. Without your cooperation, Jesus' grace helps nobody, not you, not anybody else. Your little bit of cooperation is all God needs to heal the world and to heal you in the process. Our saint for the day, St. Peter Claver, made a huge difference in the world. It all began with just a little cooperation. He was a Jesuit priest in Spain in the 1600s. Very comfortable life. And he heard about the slave trade to the Spanish colonies in South America. And he said to himself, that's terrible. Somebody needs to do something about that. Somebody needs to do something about that. And suddenly he gets the idea that maybe he was the somebody who needed to do something about it. And he did. He spent 38 years ministering to the people. And they say that 300,000 people converted to Christ because of the witness of St. Peter Claver. But it all began with just a little bit of cooperation. Tiny little thought for you for the day, right? God's healing still operates through our Lord, and he still asks you to cooperate. So, you know, today, stretch out your hand and let our Lord's grace work through you. Let's ask for the prayers of the saints to help us. St. Peter Claver, pray for us.